Hi, Phyllis here from 92.3 FM. We hope you are having a wonderful Mother's Day. Today I'd just like to share a few scriptures with you and a wonderful story of how a mum changed a young man's life. The scriptures are Proverbs 15:1. A kind answer soothes angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. Proverbs 15:2. Words of wisdom come from the wise, but fools speak foolishness. Proverbs 15:3. The Lord sees everything, whether good or bad. And Proverbs 15:4. Kind words are good medicine, but deceitful words can really hurt. Proverbs 18:20 and 21 says, make your words good, you will be glad you did. And words can bring death or life. Talk too much, and you'll eat everything you say. I just want to share this beautiful story about the power of a parent's tongue, and it is to do with Thomas Edison. A story is told about a young Thomas Edison who came home one day with a paper for his mother. He told her, my teacher told me to give this paper only to my mother. Thomas's mother read the note and her eyes filled with tears. Thomas asked his mother what the note said, and she read aloud, your son is a genius. This school is too small for him and doesn't have enough good teachers for training him. Please teach him yourself. And that's exactly what Thomas's mother did. She homeschooled her child with devotion and dedication. And as the story goes, many years later, after Thomas Edison's mother passed on, and he was now one of the world's greatest inventors, he found a folded paper among other family items. He opened the very same paper that had been handed to him to give to his mother and read the following message. Your son is mentally ill. We won't let him come to school anymore. At that moment, Edison realized what his mother had done for him so many years ago. He wrote in his diary, Thomas Alva Edison was an addled or means unable to think clearly or confused child that by a hero mother became the genius of the century. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Can you imagine what might have happened to Thomas Edison if his mum had read to him the reckless and hurtful words written by his teacher? He might never have invented the light bulb or made his many other contributions to society. Thank God for the wisdom and wise words of his mother. She created the context in which her son could grow to his full potential. So let's take this message to heart and resolve to use our words for healing today. You might be a parent. What do you say to your children? You might be a teacher. What do you say to your student? Especially the ones that are not really performing well presently. What do you say about your parents, your family, your boss, your leader, your colleague, or someone who follows you at church? Just as hurtful words can cause uncontrolled damage for life, so can wise words positively affect a person for life. So may the words that you use today change life for the better. Just want to leave you with a scripture and a prayer. A scripture to help us keep on track is Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, my friends, keep your minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is truly worthwhile and worthy of praise. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your written word, the Bible, that when we read the words, we are guided by your Holy Spirit to keep our minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. So our mouths only speak words that are truly worthwhile and worthy of praise, that encourages all those we pray for and meet. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Phyllis at 92.3 FM. Praying you have a wonderful day with your family.